Hey, Portland, welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Man rides cow through fast food drive-thru.
What?
Glen Falls, New York man recently rode a cow through a Dunkin' Donuts and a Taco Bell drive-thru. The man was holding a small American flag as he ordered. A witness said it was like a scene right out of a Western movie. The bovine didn't seem bothered at all. It was bizarre and kind of funny to see.
So the cow didn't care?
No.
That's what they're saying?
Yep.
Yeah, that's until he orders beef tacos.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Police are on the hunt for 40 monkeys that escaped from a South Carolina research facility on Wednesday. Traps have been set up and officers are using thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to recapture the animals. Residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent the animals from entering homes. They're not sure exactly what these 40 monkeys have been used for, but things such as brain diseases and all sorts of other stuff.
So what are you supposed to do if you run into these monkeys?
Call the police.
Well, if I called 911, my call would probably go something like this. 911, what's your emergency? All right, listen up. Here they come. They're walking down the street, and they appear to be getting the funniest looks from everyone they meet. Send help immediately.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Intel brings back workers' free coffee seeking to stem morale decline. This was all part of a $10 billion cutout last year to try to lower expenses at Intel. Coffee was one of the first things they cut out. Morale has declined, so they're bringing it back.
Not because they laid off 1,300 local employees or
I know.
All the other issues.
All the other things. Coffee is the root of the problem.
And during all this, they said, oh, by the way, no more free coffee.
Right.
Well, Intel says they'll bring back the free coffee, but you'll still need to pay for your own toilet paper.